You're listening to KXT 91.7. I'm Joe Cozera. We're very happy to have a talented and accomplished duo in the studio today. Singer and guitarist Oliver Wood founded and fronts Atlanta blues band King Johnson, and Chris Wood plays the upright bass. And while in New York, formed the internationally acclaimed instrumental trio Medeski, Martin, and Wood. NPR named their debut disc Ways Not to Lose one of their top 10 discoveries. We're very pleased to have the Wood Brothers at KXT. Oliver, Chris, welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for stopping by today.
Pleasure.
How about just diving right in and playing us a song?
Let's dive in.
All right.
When I was a little boy, I like to go in swimming, but now I am a bigger boy, and I like to go with women. Oh, little Liza Jane. Oh, little Liza Jane. Well, I need a girl that's good to me, little Liza Jane. I need a girl about 5'3", little Liza Jane. I need a girl that's gonna treat me right, little Liza Jane. Well, how about a girl like you tonight, little Liza Jane? Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane. My number, you got my name, little Liza Jane. So why don't you call me Liza Jane, little Liza Jane? You got that body, you got that frame, little Liza Jane. So why don't you call me Liza Jane, little Liza Jane? Oh, little Liza, little Liza Jane.
The Wood Brothers on KXT 91.7, Liza Jane. Very nice, man.
Thank you.
Excellent. So tell us how and when you started playing together.
Well, I mean, technically we started playing together when we were kids.
Yeah, go back that far.
So, we were kids and we were playing together. And then I'm older than Chris by about 4 years, so I moved out and we sort of, when we left the house, we went different directions. I ended up down in Atlanta and Chris ended up up in the Northeast, and we sort of followed parallel music careers, but really didn't play together for a good
15 or 20 years before just the last four or five when we got back together to try to do something together instead of with our the groups we'd been working with. So
what made you decide to go to the respective cities, New York and then Atlanta? Why specifically?
That's a deep question. We might not have time for that right now. I don't know. I somehow was attracted to New York City myself when I started playing and I got into jazz. I just knew that that's where I'm supposed to go. Just, you know, because I didn't really know any better. But it turned out to be a good decision, I think.
Yeah, I just sort of ended up in Atlanta by accident and actually really liked it, so I stayed. And that was 20 years ago. So,
And what brought you back together to play together?
Well, I just think it was the right time, you know. It wasn't planned. It just sort of organically happened. I think we'd been doing what we separately doing our own thing long enough that it just I think we finally realized, hey, we have the same job, you know, why don't we work together? and I think there's actually, believe it or not, a lot of between the groups that we were with, even though on the surface they're very different, there's a lot of the same musical influences, and so it was very natural what we did.
A bit like going back to our roots in a way, just playing the two of us, and you know, when we were learning, we were just starting out and we were kids. And it gets to be a point where you like to go back to simple, fun, playing music. So,
well, you sound great together. Absolutely.
Thank you.
How about one more song for us?
Yeah, we're going to do another one here called, it's a Wood Brothers song called Chocolate on My Tongue. Sitting on the front porch, ice cream in my hand, melting in the sun, all that chocolate on my tongue, and that's good enough reason to live, good enough reason to live. Sitting in the bathtub, hi-fi playing low, digging old Al Green, well, you must know what I mean. And that's good enough reason to live, good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. Sitting in the front seat, good girl in my arms, smiling in my eyes, getting me all hypnotized, and that's good enough reason to live, good enough reason to live. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue. If I die young, at least I got some chocolate on my tongue.
The Wood Brothers live here in the studio at KXT 91.7, Chocolate on My Tongue. Very nice work, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The latest album, Up Above My Head, is available on iTunes, and the Wood Brothers The Wood Brothers play tonight at 9 p.m. at The Loft in Dallas and tomorrow night at the Cactus Cafe in Austin. Chris, Oliver, thank you so much for stopping by today.
Our pleasure. Thanks for having
us.
You can always check out detailed listings on the concerts and events page at kxt.org. This is KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.